Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Is it me on the phone?
I was going to sing more, but I don't want to be sued for... You can't use that music.
We can't afford them.
We don't own the rights to that music.
We can do happy birthday to you. That mm-hmm. one's public domain.
So
Josh's or Shane's birthday is the one that's next, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, June.
How old are you going to be?
22.
Yes, he will be.
That's a freaking lie.
Yes,
he will not. I know he will.
And he was like 16 months older than me.
He was older than 22 when I met him, and I've known him for, what, 8 years now?
Too long.
Shut your mouth.
You've known me for too long, Kim.
It's only
too
been long. 8 years. Seems a lot longer than that. Oh,
I know. It seems like it's been forever. I get it.
We just don't like to think of our lives without you, Kim.
Oh, that's so nice.
Speak for yourself, Josh.
You don't even remember what your life was without me.
No.
Oh, I do.
Happy.
Quiet.
Happy rainbow.
Quiet. No, honey. He's been with me his whole life. It ain't ever been quiet.
Don't know what you'd do without me.
I'd be happy. I told you I'd be happy.
You would not.
This podcast would be... They find like an old married couple that have been together for like years.
Oh, please. Like,
I hate your breathing. You chew too loud.
If Kim and I were married, one of us would be
dead by now.
6 feet under.
6 feet? I'm not digging 6 feet in the ground.
Who said you'd be the one killing her?
Because I'm smarter than her. Kim would be out in a ditch somewhere.
She'd be down at the pig farm.
Right. In a field.
You've lost your mind.
What are you looking at? Oh, it's fine. You didn't even turn your good.
That is my good light, Kim. I turned your light on and faced it to you.
Josh doesn't even care
what you look like. He just focused on himself.
I thought you were going to turn both of the lights on.
No, you were right there.
Oh, it's fine.
She even got the remote right in front of her.
I didn't see it. I was too worried about moving my camera around.
One of these days, we will have a put-together episode.
That is not going to happen. I don't think it's happened yet.
One of these days.
It'll be all right. Maybe I should turn it on. Does he have a bad shadow?
No.
Okay.
No, honey. It looks perfect.
Calm down, Josh. I need that spray bottle.
Makeup looks nice again today.
Thank you.
Have you guys noticed whenever you guys go somewhere to a family event?
I don't go to those.
Graduation?
No.
Josh doesn't leave the house, evidently.
I'm going to miss that this year.
Anytime you go to a place, it seems like there's no one there. I mean, there could be a group of people. There could be lots of people. But it just seems like everyone is always on their phones.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like everyone's checked out. Mm-hmm. Everyone's at this event, but no one's paying attention.
Yep.
I just think that is something that society is going backwards on. Like, I just think that people just don't realize this.
Right.
It's one thing I think I'm good at. Like, if I'm visiting friends, and like even during the eclipse, you and Kim just kept texting me, and I look at them just long enough to get that little red notification off my phone. But then I read them, but I'm like, I'm with other people visiting.
And then you
I'm
forget to reply.
Yeah. Well, they weren't anything that needed reply. Hey, guys.
They weren't nobody important.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
But what I thought was, is that these events that people are going to, they've turned into less like graduations or theater events.
Photo opportunities.
Mm-hmm. They've turned into more like phone gatherings. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not go hang out or let's not go see a movie. Let's go have a new phone gathering at a new building.
Let's go do the live social media.
Yeah. Let's go have dinner. It's not let's go have dinner anymore. Let's go eat and have a new phone gathering.
So we can show all of our friends online us eating.
And yeah.
The year that Amber would have graduated, the valedictorian of her class got up to do her speech. And that was when it's been 10 years this year. Mm. So that's when selfies started becoming a real big thing. So she turned around, she says, before I get started, I'm going to do a selfie. And she turns around, does a selfie with her class behind her. It was really funny.
That's cute. One is.
But 10 years ago, it was cute. You do it now.
They were new and fresh.
People are going to be like, that's not cute anymore.
I can't believe that it would have been 10 years. Since she graduated already.
I can believe that because you're really old. So I can believe that you have a daughter that's that age. I
mean, sad this
year. You are our mom's age.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You don't have to remind me of that because I know.
You are our mom's age.
Yeah. I'm going to miss because we're going to be in Nashville. Mm-hmm. We have a scholarship in Amber's name that we give out every year. So I'm going to miss giving that out this year. And I'm going to miss graduation. I'm going to miss my cousin's graduation. And then a couple days ago, the chief of the volunteer fire department in Parker messaged me, wanting me to speak at the school this year for their mock car crash. And I can't do it because I'll be on my way home from Tennessee.
Aww. First world problems. No one feels sorry for you. Right. Look, she's like,
I'm going to be out of town.
I can't do this because I got too much traveling. No one feels sorry for you, Kim.
I do feel bad. That I can't speak. And I told him you could.
You can just not go do those things.
No, I would just get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to come home to get home in enough time to be able to do it. No. And that's the only thing. That's the only reason because I don't want to get up and drive all day.
Well, you're not an early morning person.
No, I am not an early morning person.
Kim is a person who she wakes up at like 10, evidently.
No, it's usually
9:30, 9:40.
It's between 9 and 10.
Yeah, 9 is my happy time.
Everyone who was on your side when you started telling your sappy story.
Now they hate you.
They've lost you by this point.
I'm at work for 2 hours.
I feel sorry for her. Oh, she's traveling. I don't feel that sorry for her. No. Oh, she sleeps in until 9.
The joys of being a podcaster.
Be pleased.
Yeah. But hey, in my defense, yes, I may sleep in a little bit, but it's usually 2 o'clock in the freaking morning before I can ever go to sleep.
Because you're scrolling on TikTok.
That doesn't happen very often. But most of the time, I'm working until 10 or 11
o'clock. I bet if we looked at your phone would tell us how many hours you spend in a week on TikTok.
We're not going to look into my phone.
Look.
Kim's like a gay man. Don't you touch my phone.
I don't spend that much time on TikTok. Well, we're not going to look.
No, that I don't, but I do play games quite a bit.
Oh, I bet you do.
I do.
I bet you spend a lot of time on games.
That's usually what I do.
Imagine how productive you would be if you don't play games on your phone. That's I don't play any games on my phone.
That's usually what I do in the evening to wind down is play games. There's one that I'm playing right now that I'm stupid hooked on. That's ridiculous.
I talk dirty with men. That's my addiction.
Your relaxation for the evening.
Not social media. I'm like, what's daddy doing?
I don't even get on Facebook very often anymore.
That's my least favorite. My biggest one is I love Pinterest.
I like Pinterest. I'm on Pinterest a lot too. Ooh, yeah.
I love it.
I'm always looking up new crochet things, nails. I'll go get my nails done next week, and I'm always looking for pretty nails to do. I am on Pinterest a lot.
Have you guys been to a mall lately?
Yeah.
Have you, Kim? It was the last time on our last trip. Because we had to charge. And, and a lot of, when you travel, for some reason, they like to put them at like those outdoor malls.
Mm.
So there was, where was that at? There was a charging station.
Little Rock.
Yeah. In Little Rock. Thank you, Josh. That song's going to be stuck in my head all day.
We listened to it on the way through Little Rock.
We did. Both times.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the Reba one.
That's the one
we listened to. So we were charging outside of this like outdoor mall. And it was really nice. Mm-hmm. But then on the second time we charged there, we're like, oh, well, let's go and grab a shake at this place. And we walked to it.
It was a smoothie place.
Walk across the street, and there was no sidewalks. We almost got hit.
They definitely didn't think that through.
Yeah, well, no, it's a nice place, but really they didn't think it through about they didn't sidewalks. My gosh.
It had sidewalks on the one side of the road, but on the side of the road that we were at, there wasn't.
We were like playing Frogger getting across the stinking road. But like, you know, like when you have your mindset on something and you're like, drive by this smoothie place.
I want a smoothie.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, Kim, let's go get a smoothie.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a nice, what refreshing a lovely, drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we park, we plug in, and we're like, well, it's not that far of a walk. It's a decent day out. And, you know, up here in northern Indiana at that time, it was cold winter, so it was a nice sunny day.
It was probably in the 50s or so. Yeah. It wasn't horrible.
So we're like, we'll walk. So we start walking, and then we realize, like, it's a little farther of a walk than what we probably should have done. Plus, like, it makes a difference if you have sidewalks versus no sidewalks on how far that walk's going to be. And when you're dodging traffic, it makes it a lot different, too. So it was a lot more than we expected. Let's just say that. Plus, we get to that stupid smoothie place. And there were some workers who take their lunch break, evidently, in the bathroom. Ew. Yeah.
Get your ass out of there.
So I just drank a smoothie.
Get out of here.
I was waiting for the bathroom because we've been driving all day. But anyway, all this to say, I want to get, because like, you know, the indoor malls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, where we grew up, there's an indoor mall there. And it was like.
I worked there.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did, Josh.
There's only a few stores. And
Emily
left
worked
in there.
Kim's daughter worked there. Now, nowadays, beyond the mall walkers, the older people who go walking at the malls, I've noticed there's one store that stands above the mall. And I wonder why they're still in these malls.
Bath and Body Works.
Yes.
The one in Muncie just moved to that strip mall by Kohl's.
Did they really? Yes, they moved out of the Muncie
mall. That's how you know a mall's failing, when Bath and Body Works leaves.
Right. Well, I don't know if they've, because I haven't been into the mall for a while. Actually, I was in there a month or so ago.
It's depressing.
Were you trying to sell something? No, I went to. They were, no. Your damn facial expressions, I swear.
The bathrooms are good for them.
No, I was almost out of the plug-in things.
Oh, yeah, the wallflowers.
Yeah, the wallflowers. And they had them on sale for like $2.95 or something. So I went to go get a bunch, and I went to the one in the mall. And it was still there. And I think that they had to keep it there for a certain amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure how long that was.
Their lease was up, so I need to go get that new Bridgerton scent they have. But I went to a mall a few months ago with my godson. It was around his 13th birthday. That's what he wanted to do, is a mall in Castleton.
Mm-hmm.
They have an old vintage arcade shop building or room, whatever. And you go in and you pay for a bracelet, and it gives you unlimited play on all of their. They have every type of video game
in the mall.
Yeah,
really?
It was a huge place, and we stayed there for hours. Like, I was playing pinball and the old Mortal Kombat with the kicking lady I always choose. It was like being a kid again.
I've noticed that there's a big difference on indoor malls and people's unwillingness to go to them now. But people will still go to the outdoor malls.
Yeah, strip typically. Mall. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if like the one in Castleton, it is an outdoor mall. And so like you
that's
can.
That's an indoor mall.
Yeah, it's an indoor
Noblesville
mall.
Is oh, outdoor.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So those outdoor malls, people are more likely to go there and, you know, park and shop, I guess. And it's kind of interesting to me because I despise those because it's really hard to find parking. But I guess it's because so many people go there.
Oh, I love them because it helps with my sensory overload issues. You know, I can leave a store and I'm outside in the fresh air.
Yeah. Well, in Castleton, they have a Tesla place. So when I had to get new tires, I had to park and leave my car at the Tesla place. And I walked over to the mall and I got food.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a walk.
I know. Well, I got food and then I walked around the mall to find, I think, coffee. But anyway, I was walking around the mall to try to find coffee and I hadn't been in the mall for a while. And I realized like how much I hate indoor malls because they're just not
how was that convenient. Mall? Was it?
Yeah, a lot of empty spaces. The map that I had said there was a Starbucks in the middle, so that's why I went in. And the Starbucks had left.
What the hell?
I know.
It was there just a few months ago. I stopped there.
Yeah. The Starbucks inside was not there. Yeah. I was not happy because I was like, I walked all the way in here and there's no Starbucks. But what I noticed is that it's turned into more of like this flea market style thing, like these indoor malls.
Right.
So there's a lot of like these random stores that just like these random people are opening.
I hate the damn kiosk people. The ones on the little kiosks outside where every one time you walk by.
Oh my gosh. Hey,
you want some sunglasses? You want some perfume or these stupid fidget spinners? No, leave me the
I'm that person who ignores them and walks.
Yeah, I do too.
I hold my hand up. No, thank you. Like,
I just get annoyed. Not interested. Like, after the 15th person who approaches me, you want a massage?
Just keep walking.
You want this hat?
Don't make eye
you
contact.
You want this candy? No. I don't want any
carnies do that. Carnies do that with games as you're walking down the midway. Here, come in and play this. Blah, 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 blah.
Here, you want this cheap toy with lead paint? Come get it. Your kid wants this goldfish that'll be dead in an hour.
That is hilarious. I think we got some goldfishes, Josh.
Yes, we did.
They never lasted more than 24 hours.
Mom hated it because we'd go to the school. Why is a school carnival giving kids live fish? Mm-hmm. We'd come back from that and, you know, we got fish. Now you have to go buy a whole tank and everything and set it up.
Yep, you'd go buy a tank and they'd be dead by the next morning.
Right.
Except for my ex-mother-in-law, one of my nieces went to a fair and won a goldfish. Mm-hmm. And my ex-mother-in-law, she had a big tank anyway, so she put it in her tank, and I swear that thing lasted at least 5 years.
Aw, I love that.
She would buy frozen shrimp and give it a little piece of shrimp almost every day.
I give my fishies really cool. Little brine shrimp as a treat.
When it finally died, it looked horrid. Oh my it God. Was so bad. One eyeball was pretty much popped out and
a little
it was,
granny fish.
Yeah, it was like a little granny fish. Wait a minute.
Are you talking about your ex-husband? Or
I'm the one with the dead ex. Hers is still kicking.
Yeah, mine's still kicking now.
All right, Kim, before you get started on your mystery today.
Okay.
I have a new thing to share with our supporters and with our listeners.
Lord help us. We come
this is something
today.
That I don't know. I don't
know. No, you know this.
Okay.
So a while back, we had asked on Patreon, are we a cult? Because we started talking about cults so much. And so, you know, on Patreon, we call all of our supporters different things. And so, you know, we have a lot of fun on Patreon. And so we're like, guys, are we a cult? Because we call us a gang, you know? And so one of our Patreons said, well, TikTok cult o'clock. And that's just always been a phrase that we just love. Mm-hmm. So we thought it would be really fun to just randomly throw things out there with this phrase about places that we're going to be going.
Yes.
So if you listen closely in episodes, we're going to throw the phrase out along with the time and a place of where we will be. And if you hear it and you would like to meet us there, you're welcome to.
If you're in the area, come say hi.
Yeah. So here's our first one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. TikTok cult o'clock. So Josh and I are going to go watch Wanda Sykes in Indianapolis.
Yes.
On May 16th. And that's 2 days before this episode goes out. So again, Indianapolis, May 16th. So if you would like to meet us, we are going to be at McAllister's Deli.
You mean it? It's 2 days after this episode goes out.
Yes.
Okay.
You 2 days said before. After this episode goes out. Yes. So we're going to be at McAllister's Deli at 9450 North Meridian Street in Indianapolis at 5:30 p.m. for dinner. So when you pull up, just look for the Mystery Machine Tesla.
We're real easy to spot. Yeah. Where we stick out you'll in notice the crowd. It.
But Josh and I will be inside and yeah, I will you'll be see there. Us. You'll definitely
Kim will
see
not
us.
Be there. No.
No, you guys will miss no. me.
We're going to see Wanda without her. I'm so excited. I love
yeah.
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Can't believe you didn't get me a ticket.
Listen, it was my Christmas present. What'd you get for Christmas, Kim?
Yeah, what'd you get for
me
for
Christmas?
Return
your Christmas present. You can come see Wanda.
Oh, I got a microwave.
There we go.
Huh, what'd you get for me?
I got a microwave.
What'd you get for me?
Oh, I didn't buy you nothing.
Huh.
Hmm.
I got you me. Kim says okay. to Shane.
I got okay. you the gift am, of love.
You, here's
you
the problem.
Are my gift.
Okay, here's the problem. Are you ready?
Oh, I'd love to hear it. What'd okay. you make up?
I don't know what to buy you anymore.
You if are you the hardest want person something, to shop for.
If you want something, you will go buy it. You won't wait for somebody to give you it. Rich. So I just don't know what to buy you anymore. So I just don't buy you nothing.
We're both the same because... Anybody, like people say, I'm hard to shop for.
But Kim,
no, you can, you're not.
I collect things.
You are very easy personality. To shop for.
You just buy Josh a good time. With
That's all it takes.
Oh, look, a fireman. Hey, you got an extra 10 minutes?
Give me a new car battery and Kim, some jumper
just,
cables.
Just take me to a cemetery to explore. That's all.
That's true.
That's all you got to do. Just find us a new cemetery. But no, Kim doesn't want to put any time or effort into nothing. Into nothing.
That and usually
it's
by
the thought
time,
that counts, and there's no thought put into
no
it.
By the time Christmas gets there, I'm getting stressed out because the money's starting to go even farther and farther down, and I'm like, yeah, time to quit.
Then her microwave goes out.
Yeah, then my microwave went out. I was so mad.
What is your mystery today, Kim?
We've been waiting this whole time.
Yeah.
You did not tell me you were ready.
Well, you are. This is your episode today. You were supposed to be steering this
I'm
ship.
I'm ready, Kim.
You are horrible, Josh. We're going to talk about giants today.
Ooh.
Yes.
Giant men.
Giant men. Well, people.
So there are giant women, too.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Skip over them.
Don't care about them.
Did you get this from TikTok?
No, I didn't get this from TikTok. No, I found this on the internet yesterday.
On the internet.
I almost found it.
I found it on the internet.
On the
one
internet,
of these days, now that there's three of us doing it all the time, one of these days we're going to do, because we always don't tell anybody what we're doing, one of these days somebody's going to show up here with two things.
I almost.
The same thing.
While I was researching mine, I came across some history of giants and stuff. I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting, but I'm glad I didn't.
Nope. You will be glad.
Tell us about the big old giants.
All right. In Lovelock, Nevada, in 1911, two men, David Pugh and James Hart, were going through a cave called Lovelock Cave.
What were they doing in there?
They were looking for bat guano. Sure.
Is this where they came up with Brokeback Mountain?
They were looking for this, bat guano.
This sounds like a familiar story.
Now, do you guys know what bat guano is?
Bat crap.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's high in nitrogen.
Yes. It is.
You know a lot about bats.
I am a gardener. It's very good fertilizer. Mm-hmm.
That's what they were
and
doing.
And I watched Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Right.
Went all over.
Guano. Right. So it is a key ingredient and a type of fertilizer. So that's what they were doing. They were looking at to basically mine it because they wanted, they were going to send it to have it made into fertilizer, make money off of it.
I gotcha.
While walking further into the cave, they come upon 45 human skeletons.
Kim, I got to ask you a question. Do I got a bat in the cave? Do I got guano in the cave?
I ain't going to do that anymore.
Do I got the guano?
I need to trim my nose hairs. I ain't doing that.
Do you got a pee?
They'll know I'm a man if they see my nose hairs.
No, I'm a man. No one believes that. I know,
thank goodness.
Oh my God, you're ridiculous. You remind me of the guy on TikTok that said something
here
about a bad
guy.
Here
she goes again.
I'm not on it, it much.
I'm not on it much. No,
it was my picture that they done that. My video.
Got a bat in the cave, lady.
Bat in the cave. Are you done? Can I continue now?
Yes, go on.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do it now. So they come upon 45 human skeletons.
I like your shirt.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Do not like you sometimes.
No, I think ADD runs in our family.
You think? Now, these were not ordinary skeletons. These were giant skeletons between 7 and 8 feet tall.
Oh, heavens.
They were very large for that period of time. Most people back in then, they weren't very tall. They just weren't very tall. Now, not only were they tall, but they some of them also still had red hair.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Mm-hmm. After they excavated some of the guano, they started coming across artifacts that they were, you know, digging up after when they were excavating. So that prompted an official archaeologist excavation in 1912 by the University of California. There was also another one in 1924. Now, there were over 100,000 artifacts that were found, and they were all oversized things. There was a shoe that was 15 inches long, which makes it a size 28.
Wow.
That's a shack.
I know, right?
I wish I
you know what they say. You know what they say? Big feet.
Big pancreas.
Mm-hmm. Now, these were not the only giant bones that were found. About the same time as this, at the second dig in 1924, there was two other giant skeletons that were discovered in a dry lake bed not far from the Lovelock Cave.
We should have took him for a walk first.
No kidding.
He's got energy to burn.
We need a treadmill in the bunker so we can put him on there for a while before we start recording.
All right, go ahead.
Are you sure? You
yeah,
done?
I'm fine.
All right, so they found two more skeletons. They were discovered in a dry lake bed not far from Lovelock Cave. Now, these were between 8 and 10 feet tall. They were mummified similar to those found in ancient Egypt. More of the giant skeletons were found as far south as Lake Titicaca.
Oh. The highest elevated lake in the world.
I just wanted to say Lake Titicaca.
Titicaca.
I read that and I was like, oh, I have to put this in here because I just want to say Lake Titicaca.
That's a fun word.
It is fun. And now all of these skeletons that they did find did have the same reddish looking hair. Some scientists believe that the reddish color was a result of the interaction with the environment in which they were buried. So they think that the dirt that was around them and stuff basically dyed their hair red.
Yeah,
why they think that it actually happened. Now we're going to go back even further to try to figure out where these giant people came from.
Giant women.
Now, some people believe that they were part of the Bible. There's
Nephilim.
Yes, they talk about giants that roamed the earth back in the Bible. So some people believe that. And there was always legends of giant people in this area. The Paiute Indians lived in that area, and they had a legend about these giant people. I gotta forget where is that.
It's like watching dialogue.
Shut up.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with two young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I hope the giants were proportionate.
So the Paiute Indians, they had legends about this. The legend goes that these giant creatures, they had a name for them. I'm not going to pretend to try to pronounce the name because it's not going to happen. But they waged war on the Paiutes and all of the neighboring tribes. They were spreading terror and devastation through them. Some people believe that they were cannibals and that the Paiutes in the surrounding area finally got tired of them being cannibalized, and they started acting out and started fighting against them. Now, this war went on for 3 years, is what a couple of the counts that I've seen, it said 3 years. And after that 3 years, there wasn't very many of the giant people left, and they ran them all into this cave where they put brush and different things up and set it on fire. So they basically burned them alive.
I would say all, but I mean, they were eating people.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
And how long were they able to date the bones?
I don't remember if there was a date on the bones.
I mean, because they could date bones.
I know they talked about how there were some legends that think that these giant people came in on rafts, which was really weird. I didn't quite understand where that was coming from. And I think that they were talking about possibly them coming from Peru, because there were supposed to be taller people in Peru. And they think that they had come in on rafts is why they were actually in that area. So there was a Paiute Indian woman that wrote a book back in the 1800s. And her name was Sarah Winnemucca. She was a descendant of the chief. And she recounted the battle as truth in her book and not just lore. So they think that, you know, it was true, instead of just people saying, you know, that they'd found these. Now, in 1886, a mining engineer named John Reed, he happened to hear about this legend from a group of Paiute Indians, and he was a prospector. So he was around the area doing prospecting anyway. Now, they told him that the legends of this was true, so he went to go find the cave. He wasn't able to do the digging himself, so he just basically was telling people about it. And that's how the two guys came to start looking for the bat guana. That's how they ended up being there, because they heard from word of mouth about this cave and possibly what was in the cave and that type of stuff. Now, unfortunately, the people that did come, they were basically just after the money because they wanted the bat guana. So, but there's nobody's really ever found out who they really were. Mm. It was just an odd thing. And I've seen some pictures of it. They had four skeletons in a museum or something somewhere. And they decided that they were just going to return them to the ground. And they done a ceremonial thing and reburied the skulls.
Mm. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I thought they were really weird.
Mm.
I believe I've seen pictures of them, because they still had, like, you could see the very ginger hair mm-hmm. that was still, like, attached to the skull.
Yeah, I seen a few pictures of them, and they did look like they were pretty big, pretty yeah, tall.
I know from biblically, giants were the descendants of fallen angels who had intercourse with human women, and they were called Nephilim. Mm. But that's one of the reasons that led to the world being flooded, because God wanted, they were, you know, not his creation, and they kind of went a little crazy because angels weren't supposed to mate with women. So their offspring were giants who usually were cannibals, had anger issues, or just extremely violent. So here come Noah in that ark, mm-hmm. allegedly. Even Goliath from the story, David and Goliath, is there's a giant referenced in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So they are real. And yeah. We have one here today.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder, you're not quite as tall, but that when I started seeing this about these tall people, that's exactly what I thought of. Huh, I wonder if Shane knows these people.
They're just distant relatives.
Yeah, I thought so.
My next story is going to be about trolls, and I'm going to quote Kim.
Trolls
and caves.
Old evil swamp heads. There's
definitely a big difference between your height and mine.
Yep. And yours is trolls.
You're a giant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a fairy. Well, I think we just picked out our new Halloween costumes for this year.
All right, Kim. It's what's your raggy?
Well, it's funny when we go in places, people look at us real weird. And it's like, I don't know if they're looking at him because he's so tall, or looking at me because I'm so short.
They're confused because they're like, okay, something's wrong here.
I think that when Shane and I are somewhere, I'm like, how many people are looking to be like, are they a couple? Because the one's clearly gay, but the big one don't look gay. But they do look an awful lot alike. I hope they ain't brothers.
Hope they ain't cousins.
I did find, I sent you guys the picture yesterday, my rut row of you. I can't remember if it was the last time that I did it or if the time before.
The birth marker.
Yeah, the birth markers. I did find pictures of those guys.
Yeah, that was funny.
They were so funny. I sent them to Shane and Josh yesterday, and I'm like, look what I found. All right. Rut row raggy.
Rut row raggy.
Now, it's important to be prepared, especially if you're going to rob a store.
Oh, yeah.
But it is possible to be too prepared, which happened to this guy, who unexplainably decided to call ahead and ask the store how much cash he had in the register. Confused and slightly alarmed, the store owner immediately called the police, who arrested the guy when he came in to rob the store.
Oh, my God.
Why would you call a store? Come on.
How much cash you got?
How much you got in that register? Just curious.
How much cash you keep on hand?
I got to come in and cash a check. I just want to make sure you got it.
I was watching a video and seen one. It was two guys. They were trying to break into a car and accidentally dialed 911 in their pocket. And they recorded the whole thing and them talking about how they were trying to break into this car. And they were on the line so long they could trace where they were at. And they went and arrested him. And they were all kinds of befuzzled because they didn't know how they knew where that they were at.
The government's listening in. Right? No, sir, you butt dialed, dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Now, curiosity did kill the cat, and it also caught the criminal. In 1988, a guy came across a friendly Detroit police officer who was showing off the squad car's computer to a few kids in the area. His interest piqued. The guy approached the officers and asked him to give him a demonstration, verbally giving him his driver's license number so he could run a background check. The cops complied and discovered the guy had an outstanding warrant for armed robbery.
Oh, God.
It wasn't outstanding much longer because the police arrested him on the spot and took him to jail.
Bless his heart.
Oh, my God. This hurts.
I know.
This hurts your head.
Yeah, I was watching a video of him yesterday with a whole bunch of them. And I'm like, no, don't, no, that's so stupid. Don't You're an idiot.
That's why I get anxiety driving, because I think of stuff like this and think, there's people out here just like these people, just driving, just on the road with me.
Who believe in a flat earth.
Yeah, who believe in flat earth and a permanent marker is a good disguise. Like, just, I'm like, these right. people are out here on the road with me. Just
they're
just
breathing out here.
I laughed so hard when I seen life. Those pictures of those two guys.
The one with the blue eyes, so though. Funny. I think I could fix him. I could fix him.
You think so?
Just like a woman to believe she can fix a man.
Well, shoot, I tried to do that for 23 years.
No, I'm real against that. I'm like, I am not, like, I have enough hobbies. I'm not looking to fix a man. Maybe dinner.
All right, what's your closer, Kim?
Oh.
Did you add one this time?
I did.
Oh, good.
I just copied the last one.
She's real clever.
Yeah, Josh. I am real clever. I am not near as clever as what Josh is with his closing.
Oh,
thank you. But don't forget to follow us on all the social medias, of course. And come visit us on our website. It's mysteryinc.com, where you'll find all of our episodes, photos of us, visit our merch store, where you can buy. Oh, I thought you was going to show your necklace.
Oh.
Where you can buy his little nice little necklaces and the little dicks. And, of course, we've got the t-shirts.
I've got dicks out the wazoo.
And if you haven't joined Patreon, now is a perfect time to do it. We are up to 7 out of the 15 that we need to be able to schedule our game night.
Yeah, we recently had an upgrade.
We did.
Because we count that too.
Yep.
Let me upgrade.
We did. Ya. And of course, during that night of our games, you could possibly win my crocheted blanket that I've still yet to finish.
In the colors of Mystery Ink.
Yes. It is going to be really cool once I finally get it.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it.
I just haven't had time to try to tackle the
flowers
on it yet.
I'll wear my moo moo in this, our next line. I'll bring my long moo moo.
That would be funny. Well, wasn't it the New Year one that we did pajamas?
Was that New Year?
I think it was the New Year one that we did pajamas. I don't remember.
I honestly couldn't tell you when that live was.
It wasn't live. We just did it for our normal episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I remember now.
Let's see. Don't forget, on May 30th through June the 3rd, we'll be at Nashville at CrimeCon. Come and see us there. In July 12th and 13th, we'll be in Denver for the True Crime Paranormal Festival.
Yeah.
We would love to see some people.
Yeah. Yes. And if you see us in public, let us know that you listen. Because I'm real defensive and have social anxiety. So if you just come up, start talking to me, I might be rude. Slow me down. I'll just walk away like the Roadrunner. We're like, I'm not prepared for this.
It's nice.
I don't know who you are.
It's nice to know that people think that we're funny just as much as we think we're funny.
Yes. You have exceptional taste and your humor spot on.
Exactly. All right.
And we're so humble.
You're right.
All right, are we ready to...
That's all we got.
Are we ready to lunch?
Yeah, yes. We're ready to lunch it.
Ready to lunch.
And we'll do my mysteries after that.
We'll talk at you in a few days.
All right.
Bye. Bye.